If you could handpick some artifacts for a museum exhibit about the history of Atlanta, what would you choose? That's exactly what the Atlanta History Center asked the public over a year ago, and the result went on display last weekend. The exhibit is called Atlanta in 50 Objects. Producer Mike John's got a look and has the story.
What makes Atlanta, Atlanta? Ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different answers. Well, Don Rooney is the director of exhibitions at the Atlanta History Center, and he asked a lot more people than that.
We came away with about 300 responses and really let the public curate this exhibit for us.
As the title would imply, they've narrowed the 300 down to 50 objects, all of them gathered in one relatively small gallery. The effect there in the room is almost overwhelming. It's hard to know where to start. So just from where we happen to be standing,
looking out across the gallery, we see one of the Ramblin' Wrecks from Georgia Tech. It's a Model A, 1930 Model A Ford.
Behind us here, we've got a display featuring Ralph McGill's Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Right. He's one of the personalities that you'll find in this exhibit. You'll also meet the students that integrated Atlanta's public schools.
There's everything from the cerebral to the silly. I found myself walking among the panels and display cases thinking over and over to myself, oh, well, of course,
Chick-fil-A cow, tray of food from the varsity, bottle of Coca-Cola in the mold, of course. Oh, and a piece of the cyclorama.
There's not a defined path through the gallery consciously. We did not rate objects or number them in any sort of ordering of importance. That wasn't for us to do.
Even still, the one defining characteristic tying everything together is Atlanta. And as a result, as you move from object to object, a variety of connections and narratives emerge from some very familiar things.
Yes. I thought this looked familiar from across the room.
Please hold on. This train is stopping. The next stop is for Tea Gates. T as in tango.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought it was. This is a...
Hold on, the train is moving.
Doors do not rebound or spring back.
A plane train at Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta International Airport. And not coincidentally, we're looking just across the way at a portrait, beautiful portrait of Maynard Jackson, who had so much to do with the airport's improvement.
Atlanta in 50 Objects precedes a larger, more permanent exhibit, which will open in a new gallery space in early April, tentatively titled Atlanta Stories. That gallery is currently being constructed off of the center's grand new atrium. As far as crowdsourcing the curation of Atlanta in 50 Objects, Don Rooney tells me that the public is just as much a witness to the stories that the center is trying to tell.
The public has as much authority to tell the history of the city as any staff person, any curator, any subject expert.
This democratization is going on as the History Center is undergoing a major expansion, constructing a new wing to house the cyclorama and the Texas locomotive. One thing that has been removed from the grounds, however, the fence and the gate, which used to stand in front of the center along West Paces Ferry, as if to say, come on in. This is y'all's history, too. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.